historisk koordinat, medvist kæmpe koordinat,
there was no lights, so it was dark. Used to do that thing, you would open the door, run to the bathroom, pee as quick as you could, run back, so you'd been horribly killed in some sort of movie-style scene.
Growing up as a child from age very steep staircase. I didn't really like the thought of it. I could walk out of my bedroom and maybe fall down dark stairs in the dark. And I was sometimes hear strange voices from this world of spiral and lies. One of the things about the house that I lived in at that time was that my bedroom window looked out and gave a terrific view of the town and towards the city. And there were lots of bright lights in that peppering darkness. Lights of factories, lights of houses, very, very occasionally lights in the sky, and dark, beautiful lights.
Sure, with the received wisdom that the dark is frightening comes from, other than a fear of the unknown. But for me, it's less about what you can't see than more about what you can see. There's an interesting correlation between CCTV and how it reacts when there's very low light, and how that mirrors the eye, the eye's attempt to capture what is going on in front of you. I love being in very close to near darkness, either outside just as the sun is setting, right as the sun is setting, or being in very low lit area, or first thing in the morning, walking through the streets of the city as I often do on my way to work. There's this strange grey wash over everything, and there's indistinct figures and indistinct shapes in the distance. One in particular, just before I get to where I work, is a bin outside a shop, which no matter how many times I see it, no matter the fact that I know it's there every time, to me it looks like a man hunched over, crouching and kneeling at the side of the road. And it's the effect on the brain, the brain's attempt to fill in the gaps, the brain's attempt to rationalise familiar objects or objects that are close to being familiar but just something out of place that I really, really like. And seeing cameras or technology trying to cope with this as well is fascinating, because obviously the camera is interpreting what's actually there, your brain interpreting against what you see. but the kids is giving them all. The posting machine behind the camera is there. And actually, I think I'm going to
changing the whole landscape with the
Christians obviously worship the sun. Having the sun seemed to be very important. The sun itself took on an anthropomorphized figure to, or still does, I suppose. But I've never seen it like that. I mean, the sun is the sun. It's a ball of gas and fire in the sky. That's about it. But light itself is fascinating. It's fascinating from a scientific point of view. But just in the way that it's created, in the way that it appears. And I'm fascinated with fire. I think most of us are, whether it be folk knowledge from a very, very long time ago when fire was important for lots of reasons. But there's something absolutely magical about it, something that can appear from nowhere and consumes, spreads, grows. There's sound, there's something alive there. And yeah, I find it fascinating. When I was in TV, at one point I decided to burn a lot of things that I had, letters and scraps of paper and memories basically. And it's harder to do than you think, and it's not from an emotional point of view, but just from a practical point of view. I went to the shop, bought lighter fluid, bought some matches, went out to the woods, took the bundle of stuff, covered it in lighter fluid, and tried to set it light. But as I say, it's not that easy to do, and the lovely thing took many attempts to discover that the last thing you want to do is to pour lighter fluid onto a fire. Because of course the flavour travels up the stream of lighter fluid, which I had no idea. Before I knew it, I had a can of lighter fluid on fire in my hand. There was flames looking about, obviously being a teenager, not thinking to sense or otherwise of lighting a fire in a forest. Before I knew it, I was rolling down a hill, trying to put some flames out, and then trying to attend to the blaze that I'd already set. Obviously nothing worse happened with it, but it highlighted, having never lit a fire before, the control and the nature of it. Weirdly, kind of like the word is, fickle, frivolous nature of something which refuses to obey the command you're giving it, but instead does the opposite of what's good for you. And that's what I like about fire, its capriciousness, that's what it is. It's playful, whimsical nature, but the fact that there's a dark side to it as well. Before you know it, it can be somewhere you don't want it to be. It's a friend, but it's not always a friend. It's cool as well. And that's what I like about the unknowable nature of it. Thank you.
Thank you.